on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A demonstration against the so-called jungle migrant camp is taking place in Calais this lunchtime, and there are fears it could lead to disruption in Kent. Demonstrators have blocked the A16 near the French port. Josh is there for KMFM.
Well, I'm standing at the front of the blockade where hundreds of lorry drivers are protesting over this town's migrant crisis. They're waving flags and banners, sounding horns, desperate for the French government to realise how bad things are for them. Many of them are wearing I Heart Calais t-shirts. They're desperate to have the town they love back. There's now almost 10,000 migrants in the so-called jungle here, with that number growing every day. The campaign has set off just after 8 this morning and moved up the A16 before coming to a stop near the Eurotunnel terminal this lunchtime. Antoine Ravzi organised the protest.
Every day on this motorway leading to the port and to Eurotunnel, you have people who attack. We attack the lorries, who attack the cars with families. People are scared to use that road. They are scared to come to Calais. And this is absolutely unacceptable.
Well, as you can imagine, this has caused massive problems on roads around the port and Eurotunnel terminal. And with thousands of people heading home at the end of the summer holidays, there are fears that this could cause travel chaos on both sides of the channel. Julie Maddox is from the Freight Transport Association.
We have been informing our members of this planned blockade. We've been sending emails to them, contacting them, warning them of this particular action and advising them to look at alternative routes, or indeed, if they possibly can, try and postpone those deliveries.
Well, the truckers are set to stay here until 6 tonight, and with no official word yet on the future of the jungle, there are also fears that this type of action will become the norm here.
KMFM News.
A woman's been arrested and charged with assault after a man was stabbed in the leg in Maidstone. Police were called to Brenchley Gardens on Thursday evening following reports of a disturbance there. 24-year-old Bonnie Draper from Church Street denies the charge and is due back in court later this month. Trains are back up and running between Folkestone and Dover 8 months after the line was forced to close. Huge cracks appeared in the seawall last Christmas Eve, leading to a £40 million repair project. It's been finished 3 months ahead of schedule, but Richard Dean from South Eastern admits many commuters were affected.
So people who were directly affected in the morning peak, you're probably talking about something like 4,000 people. So it's a small number. But the important thing is that the trains themselves then carry on to pick up all the way up to Sevenoaks and so on. So actually directly affected, it affects hundreds of thousands of journeys every day.
KMFM News.
A man's been arrested after several cars were damaged in a suspected arson attack in Rochester overnight. Firefighters were called to a car park off the Esplanade just after 3:30 this morning. A 21-year-old from Gillingham is in custody. A Kent MP has praised emergency crews for their quick response following the collapse of a section of bridge on the M20. The motorway opened again as normal this morning after being closed at the weekend to demolish the badly damaged footbridge. It was hit by a digger just over a week ago. Here's Tunbridge and Morling MP Tom Tugendhat.
I think Highways England actually have been really impressive. I mean, very often we have grounds for complaint, but not this time. They were very quick on the scene. They brought in their cranes within about 2 hours early to deal with the situation.
KMFM News.
Marks and Spencer has confirmed around 525 jobs are going to be cut at its head office in London. The retailer says redundancies will be needed to help get numbers of staff down. And Margate Streamland is going to stage a round of auditions for Britain's Got Talent. They'll take place in the ballroom on Saturday with those who make it through and with a chance of making it to one of the judges' auditions. The 11th series of the show will be on TV next year.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Football and a penalty in stoppage time saw Gillingham lose in front of the TV cameras yesterday. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, a Bradley Dack free kick in the first half gave the Jewels the lead before they conceded twice in the second half as it finished 2-1 at Priestfield. Its manager, Justin Edinburgh.
The build-up to the goals, we just continue to make bad decisions. We kept turning over the possession and making it a too open game. I just thought it was unnecessary.
Elsewhere, Sam Allardyce got off to a winning start as England manager. They won 1-0 in their opening World Cup qualifier in Slovakia yesterday, thanks to a late goal from Adam Lallana. On to tennis, and Britain's Kyle Edmund is out of the US Open. He lost to world number one Novak Djokovic in the fourth round. It means Andy Murray is the one remaining British player in the singles competition. He plays 22nd seed Grigor Dimitrov tonight for a quarter-final spot. And Rio 26 16 organisers say they now expect the Paralympics to be a sellout, with over 1.5 million tickets bought so far. Last month, bosses admitted only 12% of seats have been taken up.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.